This is the Women with Vision podcast, where we get real with some of the leading entrepreneurial superwomen about what it takes to build a business online and beyond with kids, husbands, and everything else.
Hey there, superwomen. I'm so excited today to have my next guest. You know, I love marketing. You know, I went to college for marketing. I've been working in marketing in some capacity for many years. I know this is going to be a really fun conversation. I'm excited to talk to Ms. Amanda Ma, CEO of Innovate Marketing Group. She specializes in event management. And I'm excited because, you know, I did a lot of marketing when I was in my previous job, you know, when I was in corporate America. And very much part of what I do is marketing as well. So, Amanda Ma, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me here.
Yes. So good having you. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from Los Angeles?
No, actually, I was originally born in Taiwan, in Taipei, and I moved here with my parents when I was 10 years old.
Very, very cool. And have you always been interested in marketing as a field, or did that come about later in life?
That actually came about later. I think at some point I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur because my dad was an entrepreneur. So I knew I was interested in business.
Yep.
But as to what type of business, I did not know.
Did not know. Yeah, my parents were both entrepreneurs as well. I think that is a benefit that we get got a chance to see them struggle, see them work through stuff. So what really inspired you to actually get and, you know, to start your own business? Was it your dad watching him?
Oh, yes. I mean, I grew up in the showroom. You know, my dad was in the patio umbrella business. So I would and then I would literally go into a showroom, and it was not just me, my cousin and I. So but they have, like, you know, since we sell patio furniture, then we'll have like a beach theme, right, with the umbrella being showcased. So that's our beach back then. And we would just go there and play, and watching my dad in action. He also flew around a lot for the business. But also, despite that, he was always there. Like in my memory, he was just such a hustler, such a fantastic entrepreneur. And I'm like, I want to be like him when I grow up.
That's exactly how I felt when I watched my parents. I'm like, how did they know to do this? Because my parents did not go to college. And you just watch them hustle, you know, and just get out there. Matter of fact, you may have had the same experience. When COVID came around, I remembered what my parents did. And that really drove me, because I was like, oh, my parents had it way more difficult than I ever did. So let's get it going. So were you kind of felt like that too?
You mean during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. So many feelings during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely it's like you take everything with a grain of salt and you just embrace what's happening and do your very best.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been in business now?
I've been in doing event management for 17 years.
Wow. Wow. What are some of the most fun events that you can think of that you've done? What do you think?
Oh my God. There's so many.
But, so many, I'm sure.
The ones, highlights would definitely be, I would say, when TikTok moved they kind of started their headquarter in Los Angeles. We actually, that's one of our clients. So we actually did their grand opening party, and it was
Wow. Like,
another one that really stood out, of course, for one of our clients, the Latino Coalition, we help with their event. And part of the event is we had to work with the White House and Secret Service because the President of the United States or the Vice President of the United States was coming. And after you have planned one dealing with the White House and Secret Service, I definitely felt like we elevated our experience.
Yes. Yes.
A thousand times fold.
I bet.
That was such it's very memorable. I just put it that way, both in lack of sleep and lots of preparation, but also just like the level of detailness and just being able to problem solve and think through on the spot. Our team had to do that, and they did an absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I think you have to have as a skill set for marketing, for events, for sure, is that you got to be able to think on your feet. You know, it's a lot of hard work, improvise and make it work. And I can't even imagine all of that, which is normal pressure, and then having the pressure of the White House, like, oh my God, Secret Service, all that.
Yes, and they don't take no for an answer.
No, you just got to figure it out. I love it. Okay, so 17 years in business and event management. What do you think, whether in life or business, is some of the things that you've had to overcome as you've navigated? Because business is not easy. It's not easy as a woman. It's not easy at all. It's not easy, you know, on so many levels. So what do you think some of your ups and downs that you have experienced?
You know, being an entrepreneur, we're definitely a different breed, a very special breed, because mm-hmm. we're the type of people that say we can make this happen or do it better, yeah. right? And business, as you say, it's actually a roller coaster. We joke because we're like, what are you talking about? There's never a bad moment. But it's very much a roller coaster. The good is really good. The bad is really bad. Two significant challenges I had was with my first event planning agency. You know, I originally had a business partner, but that one didn't quite work out after 8 years because our vision was really, it went separate ways. So we yeah. decided to go, you know, go our separate ways. Mm-hmm. And you would think that's pretty easy. You know, we joined. Joined to start this company, but then it was very challenging to separate. So yes. we actually ended up going through what we call a business divorce. Mm-hmm. And that itself is so, it's a big process. So I mm-hmm. hope anyone that's listening, you would never go through that. But again, you know, a lot of my entrepreneur friends would tell me, oh, now you've been initiated, like welcome to the club, right? Because, and I just call it a very expensive lesson.
Yes.
But ultimately now I'm even better. So after that, I started this business, which is the Innovate Marketing Group, and we focus only on corporate event management. And then, but then, as you guys know, back in March 2020, the pandemic hit, you know, and that year we were supposed to do really well because we were growing at a fast pace and everything just literally came to a halt.
Yeah.
And we are in the business of live events. So when the government tells you, you got to stay home, guess what happens to our business? It went to zero.
Yes.
So at the time, you know, it was definitely very scary, feeling super vulnerable because no money was coming in and I have payroll. I have an awesome team that's like a family. So my first thought was really, how do I take care of my team, right? So first, of course, the physical safety. So sending them home and getting everybody set up virtually. And then next is like, okay, what do we do now? Because yeah. everybody is home and all the events were on hold and we don't know how long they will be on hold for, right? Because it was such a new thing. And it was very scary because the stats that was being shown on the news. And we literally had to adjust our mindset that, you know, we really looking at what is the solution that our client will want? What is their pain point now, right? People hire us because of connectivity. People hire us because they want to use this time to network, right? So really looking at those pain points, and our team started basically researching virtual events and then did a lot of back end work and just trial and error. And then we were ready. We were one of the earlier adapters of virtual events. So I'm here today to able to share that story. I mean, it was a lot of hard work. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, this ship is not going down on my watch, right? But in the beginning, there are moments I just felt like I needed to cry.
Yeah. You know?
I even told my husband, like, maybe this is a year I will retire. Like right now. Luckily, he didn't say yes. So here I am still. And we're, you know, I think today we did over 250 virtual events. So not only did we survive the pandemic, where we really thrive because we end up doing virtual events and we did events to go kids. Because for us, event experiences is all about, you know, making sure it's smooth, it's well planned, but also surprise and delight, right? Yes. So we came up with the idea of the events to go box that could be shipped to the attendees' homes prior to the
yes.
event. And then on the day of, they can actually interact with the items that's in the box. Make it so much more fun, right? Because
yes.
you just get junk mail and bills. So to get a really nice curated box, who doesn't love that?
Yes, so good. That's so smart. And you kind of did the same thing I did. You know, you thought about, my dad used to say, the way you start a business is you find a need and fill it. So that's basically what you did, is you sat down, you thought about what is the pain, what is the need of the client, and then you just filled it. And that's how you pivot and create something to create a magic. That's a real entrepreneur. That's a real entrepreneur. And such an amazing story too. So now you do live events, whether virtually or in person, right?
Yeah. And you know, we could do all mix now.
And mix.
I'm even hybrid. Yeah. wanted, you know, have that in-person event, but then they have international team. So we're able to stream it to their international team as well.
Amazing. Amazing. What do you think you would tell another woman that wanted to do the same kind of thing? Like, what would you say, whether she be in a different industry or whatever, you know, how can she be successful? What are some of the things that you would glean from your own experience that say, okay, this is why, you know, we have success?
I definitely say positive attitude. Mm-hmm. As well as your mindset. Yeah. I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't take off because they're just thinking, well, I don't have this, or I can't do this, or they're already thinking about all the problem before they're thinking about, you know, what's possible, right? So sometimes being a little bit naive, you have to be able to take that leap of faith, but it's calculated faith, right? But you just have to be able to cross over. And it's funny you asked me that, because I recently had a really close friend and she was a housewife, and now she wants to start a business because she has an opportunity, and she's like, I'm a mom, like, how do I do this? And I kind of walk her through it, and she's like, you know what, I can do it. I was like, yeah, just keep telling yourself you can do it, and if you feel like you cannot, just give me a call and I'll tell you you can.
I love that. What is inspiring you now? What do you think is, you know, because I used to ask this question, like, what motivates you? But I think that a lot of entrepreneurs are really just self-motivated. But what is inspiring you?
Two things. One is the community itself, right? I surround myself with other very successful entrepreneurs. So they inspire me, they motivate me. And the thing I learned is always be the dumbest person in the room, because you can only go higher and better, right? And they'll help elevate you. And then two is making sure that also you have a good support system within your own family, right? Or your friends, your network, like belonging to a community like this group. Right. Or I also belong to another group called Entrepreneur Organization, where it's all entrepreneurs and we face a lot of same problem, so that you have almost your version of board of directors that you could go to.
That's amazing. That is awesome. What do you think is, you know, just in general, you know, one of the biggest things that are holding a lot of us back? Because we talked about the great resignation. A lot of women are just like your friend who's like a mom, and she decides, okay, I want to do something. My sister actually just came to me. She's always been a manager. And so she says, you know, I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, what do you think, you know, we can do for other women to let them know that they can do it? Like, what do you think we collectively can give to them to let them know it's totally possible?
I mean, definitely reading the book, Woman Who Boss Up, is very helpful, because the more you read these stories, the more it's like, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
Right. But also, I think a big hindrance, at least based on my personal experience, was mindset. Yeah. I think I just like, okay, let's slowly build this up. But I think I really kept myself because of that mentality. So I really changed that mentality a few years ago, where I'm like, I'm shooting for the moon, and then I'll land on the stars, right?
Right.
I think you
guys
all heard that. But if you're just like, okay, I'll go to the mountain, I'll go to the clouds, like, you know, there's so much potential. I'm sure Elon Musk doesn't just say, oh, I'm going to build it. He always have huge vision.
Yeah.
Right. And look at where he ended up. And then just like, I think there's so much resources out there nowadays, right? Talk to other women entrepreneurs, or talk to other business owners, because they could help inspire you. And if someone say no, you know, like in terms of like your idea, don't be shut down. Talk to a few more people. When I started my event planning or events agency, I remember my first one. This is now my second one. My first one, I actually interviewed someone in the industry. And this particular gentleman told me, don't start this. It's so hard. You know, but that lit a fire under me. I'm like, I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to be more successful than he is.
Yeah. That is so true. That is so very, very true. I think that a lot of women, you know, there's a lot of tests have been done for men and women. Who's smarter, men or women? All tests say women are smarter. But the difference with men is they go into action. They just go, right? And they'll be already at seven figures, and a woman must be standing at the starting gate going, is this right? Should I do this? Do I have permission to do this? So I think that a lot of us hold ourselves back. Like you said, a lot of it has to do with mindset. And not willing to do the action no matter what, and fail forward. What kind of people do you work with? What kind of businesses, what kind of corporations are you looking for to connect with?
We mainly focus on corporate and large community events. So our three industry that we really specialize in is tech,
okay,
financial, banking, and then association, right? That's why some of our clients include Google, TikTok, Facebook, East West Bank, CTBC Bank, lots of banks, and then lots of association. Not to say you'll still see like Toyota. We do work with those brands as well. But the three I mentioned is the three that we do a lot of for, and we really specialize in those industry because we really know what they're looking for and some of the regulations involved as well.
Awesome. Well, oh my gosh, Amanda, this has been so much fun. Is there anything else you would like to share with my audience? Tell us where we can find you. And I do know some people in that space too that I would love to connect you with. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what would you like to say and also how do we find you?
Sure. I'll say two things. One is making sure that you have your big picture vision available, right? So what that means is your big picture vision includes like your mission and also your core values, because those things, just what we do now is like that leads all my actions and all my decision. Even when it comes to hiring, our checklist for HR is going through that. Like, is this person a culture fit, right? If there's one thing, like one of our core value is wow service, right? So one of our interview question is, when was the last time you provided wow service?
Right.
You know, and it's very important that is like a very easy answer for that person. And also, you know, we ask like, oh, if on the survey you receive a 7 out of 10, what do you think? And then people who are very pride themselves on wow service, right, will say, oh, that's not good enough. I need a 10. Like 10 is what I'm striving for. I had one candidate tell me one time, they're like, what's wrong with 7? And I was like, nothing is wrong. Just right. Not a good fit.
Right.
Naturally.
Right.
And then also making sure your mind's like thinking about a really, really strong company culture, and then making sure you build in all the like celebrating the wins, whether it's big or small. And I honestly, I used to not be good at that, meaning I was good at celebrating the big win, but I forget to celebrate the small win. So we start incorporating that into like our weekly meetings and our culture, and it just makes it that much better. And then do a company retreat every year. We also do those for clients, and those are really amazing, especially right now after the pandemic, right? We're still in pandemic, but more people are doing this because it allows your team to reconnect.
Yes, that's so good. I love that.
Just so grateful to be here. You guys can find me on our website or on LinkedIn. Just put Amanda Ma, and then or for website, just innovatemkg.com.
I love it. Amanda Ma, thank you so much. I'm so excited for all the stuff that we'll be doing together, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you so much.